Shide Show.
Yay!
Today's it's a special day. We have special things going on. First of all, our first guest
ever
in the history of the Shide Show. I'm Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Greg Hoyt.
Yep.
And our very special guest, Justin Hutchell.
Hello, you. Justin.
Thank you very much.
And of course, Robert.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. We have Robert Shide.
Robert Shide. Welcome, Justin. This is Robert. I don't know if you've ever met
Justin. Ooh. Robert.
Hello.
Justin.
Hello. Nice to.
Hey,
to meet you. Sitting next to you.
What happened to your wrist, Robert?
That's number one.
Well, actually, I was injured in a softball game.
That is injured. So
you are such a pussy.
That is ridiculous.
Appreciate
I was injured
that.
In a softball game.
Thank you.
Why don't you just lie and say you were injured in a fist fight?
I'd rather you say I was doing a wheelie on my motorbike.
Yeah.
And hit a slick of oil.
Yeah.
And jumped over a pile of children. Crashing
a pile of children.
Are these children dead?
No one jumps over a pile of children. That's absurd.
You move, you clear the pile of children away.
As soon as you make them a pile of children, I think they are dead. If they were like, you know, children standing in a pyramid formation.
That would be that. That would be children standing in a pyramid formation.
They would be alive.
Well,
as
well. Then it's also an Evel Knievel bit that is 25 years
old. I hurt my wrist playing softball. I was sliding into second.
And,
you were safe for out.
I was safe.
Oh,
safe.
Did you win the game?
I doubt that.
Yeah, that game.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That there were more than just that game?
How many games were you playing
games.
A day?
It was a championship. Oh. We won the first and we lost the second.
You know there's a recession on, right? And that most people can't afford to play softball.
Yeah.
Let alone two games.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Yeah.
Let alone.
That's yeah. kind of
So I play for them.
Who?
All those who can't afford to play.
Ah.
Yeah. It's in within my heart, you know, yeah. deep.
Hey, I'm alive still, by the way, after last week.
You are alive.
No blow darts.
No blow darts.
Oh, you've got something in your neck there. What is that?
It. It's nothing. Oh, it's that right there.
That's a goiter.
It's a cyst.
Oh, I thought it was a blow dart.
No.
I'm going to shift gears completely.
Please do.
And it's something that I noticed. There was a big thread of it on Facebook this past week.
What's Facebook?
Like hundreds of comments on it. And it was this girl posted how she felt like when you greet people and she felt obligated that you had to hug them and that it was a full violation of her personal space and often felt violated by the act of hugging.
Now, when the person hugged them, did they take one arm, put it on her back, and the other arm and put it between her legs?
Whoa,
I'm saying because that would violate me.
Yikes.
Well, I'm... That's
Are we talking standard hug? That's what
standard hug. It was a listing of it should be that person's right to say whether they want to share that personal space or not. And it really created quite a stir with a bunch of people weighing in on...
You know why? Because everyone on Facebook has nothing better to do than to talk about whether or not this lady wants to hug somebody. It's really kind of silly. I mean, if you don't want to hug, just put your hand out and shake it.
She should go to Europe where they kiss.
Yeah.
They kiss.
Well,
in some countries, they kiss
She's saying she doesn't want to.
She don't want
no,
any
I'm
of that.
Saying, I know. But just like you think hug is invasive, she's got to be blown away if she goes to Europe.
What is the definition, Justin Hutchell, of someone violating your personal space?
Someone who's standing extremely close to me, shouting at me, or having, you know, what they think is having a conversation. That's what I think is a violation.
When they're right
in your
face.
When they're right in your face, which is clearly happening to everybody.
Oh, God.
But it's terrible.
It's a nightmare.
It's horrible, and you try to get away, and it sometimes doesn't
work. Do you ever get in those situations where you're like, this person repeatedly, over and over again, you awkwardly goes for a kiss, or you know it's coming in, and it's a hug, or some sort of physical connection with people as a greeting that you know is just uncomfortable for you, but you just go for it because it will be over quick and you never deal with it or address it.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
your grandmother or somebody.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like aunt,
you know, pinching your ass or something like that where you're just what are you doing? Like, why are you doing that?
Ninth grade. You shouldn't be grabbing my balls.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all have those aunts, right? Who grab our balls.
My Aunt Betty.
No, I can't
say. We all have aunts who have grabbed our balls.
Just kidding.
Kidding now? You're going to retract that?
Can I tell you a quick story about my Aunt Betty?
Please.
I hope she doesn't listen to the Shide Show because it's
might.
Horrible,
a lot of
embarrassing
listeners.
The truth is, Robert's the only one who listens to the Shide Show.
Well, good then. I'll just share this with Robert.
I subscribe.
It's free, by the way, on iTunes if you want to go to iTunes and just download the Shide Show on iTunes.
Look at Hutch. Thanks, Hutch.
I caught my Aunt Betty taking a piss one time when I was... I was young, 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My Aunt Betty has enormous, gross, disgusting tits. White, scary. White, mm-hmm. doughy, just... Very pale, very pale.
Huge. I think we're done.
No, keep going.
I walked into my grandmother's bathroom, and for whatever reason, Aunt Betty was taking a piss with her shirt over her tits.
Up and
over her tits.
Mm. She's letting him breathe.
I guess, you know, look, she was warm. I don't know.
Makes no sense.
But,
no,
she's letting him walked in. The door wasn't locked. I walked in.
Not a mistake.
And she covers her tits in her vagina with one to the other hand, and she goes, "Get out! Get out! Get the fuck out!" And I just was blown away. I was so scared. I ran out of the bathroom, but I was scarred, more importantly, than anything else.
Do you
else,
think that affects your personal space now?
Well, I affected her personal space, no, clearly.
No. Did you ever speak of that, or is that the big white?
No, no, there was never any discussion of that.
But big white.
You don't talk about those things. We've
all had some version of that. Whether we want to admit it here or not, we've all had some version of that story.
You've been caught being on?
I never have. Well, I never have been caught, but let me say this. I, in retrospect, realize that I used to take 3-hour showers.
No way!
I'm not kidding.
3 hours.
3 hours.
Like, I would just get in there and get after it.
For 3 hours.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
What's wrong? What's wrong,
it's
guys?
You're gonna wear it off.
It's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. It's and gallons. Your family, your parents gallons. Never...
They never said anything, but this is what I'm talking about. Hutch said, have I been caught? Mm. No. However, my parents weeping in the living room as I...
Like the shower just runs and runs.
As I
this enter 3 hours,
the only guy I know is prune.
As I enter my 3rd hour of shower, tears are racing down my mother's face.
You
I'm
had
sure
to look like a raisin,
cleanest guy in the neighborhood.
I mean, Gregor. But you know, let me tell you something. I wasn't always in the shower that whole time. You know what I'm saying?
But you had the water.
The water was running.
You had them fooled.
Would you now, mm-hmm. current day, mm-hmm. get caught masturbating by one or both of your parents for what amount of money would you get caught for?
Like $100,000.
$100,000?
$100,000.
$100,000.
Easy. Yeah, you make $100,000. I'd be like, Dad, hey, walk in. At this point, we're gonna split $100,000.
No, you can't say anything.
Oh, you can't say anything?
No, you can't say
anything. Yeah, dude, totally.
You would?
No fucking.
$100,000. What about a much lesser figure, like $20,000?
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah.
$1,000. You do it.
Not a dollar.
$100.
Would you do it for $1,000, though?
Yes.
You would do it for $1,000?
Sure. I mean, why not? Who cares?
Well, I mean, your parents. Not me.
You've taken me down a really bad road. Yeah.
For $1,000, you would, masturbate in front of your parents.
I mean, not in front of
them. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a second.
That's what I heard.
No. That's a full reframing of what we were talking
Terms
about.
Terms have changed.
Hutch originally said, how much would you get paid to get caught
that
masturbating?
Is the key phrase.
Yeah. Which means...
But then you turned it around and said, I would jerk off in front of both of my parents.
That's what I thought I heard.
No.
You turned the whole thing around.
No, I did not say that.
For one
Shide, is there any amount of money that you would participate in that activity for?
I wouldn't want to put my parents through that.
I know, but just, if you're but there caught, must you're be, I mean, you're not, you're, we're, you know. None of us are wealthy you people here. There must be a figure. There's a figure for everything.
You can
speak
be bought.
For yourself.
Brian, you can be bought.
Brian, you're on a high horse here.
Can we grab that ketchup bottle?
Brian would do it for a bottle of ketchup right now.
No, I would not, but a $25 gift certificate to Trader Joe's, and we've got ourselves a deal.
Okay, that's pretty hardcore.
That's a lot of mochi.
That's a lot of
mochi.
Hey, do you think if we mention Trader Joe's enough, they'll give us a free...
I don't think Trader Joe's listens to our show.
It's like as Trader Joe's is one entity.
Yeah,
I just listening to
it's like Joe.
You think it's Trader
Joe's just sitting around.
That Trader Joe guy.
You think of that Trader Joe guy.
That guy he's so zany in his Hawaiian shirt.
He really is.
He's a traitor. He really wouldn't.
He's a trader, not a traitor.
Oh, I thought it was very traitor.
No.
Wait a minute. You thought it was Trader Joe?
T-R-A-I-T-O-R.
He's like, you know, a traitor to the United
States. To the Union?
Yeah.
I was telling our good buddy John Danovic today that
our engineer this
year. Our sound engineer.
Our sound engineer for the
John Danovic, ladies and gentlemen.
And a good one at that.
Yeah, yes. Amazing. Yeah. I actually like to call him Don Janovic. It's better.
That's good.
I was telling him that I was going to be shooting a pilot soon, and he was thinking that I was actually talking about going to an airline and shooting a pilot.
An actual airplane pilot.
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm going to be shooting a television show.
You're going to shoot Sully.
You just murdered BJ.
You might shoot Sully Sullenberger.
The man who...
America's greatest hero.
Greatest hero.
We're going to take him out. Shoot him through the air.
Shoot a pilot. Thought that was a little side note.
So, wait, you're about to shoot a pilot?
No, I was just telling him that to sound good. And it just happened. But, you know, like,
for those of you at home who don't know what a pilot is, it's how would you describe a pilot?
It's a television show that someone has written that you're going to shoot the pilot episode, which is
a middle-aged man, mostly with military experience, that often sits in the front end of a seven.
See, that sounds just like an airplane pilot.
I think we're mixing signals here, guys. Oh. What I'm talking about is a different thing than what Brian's talking about.
You're still going to shoot somebody.
With a camera. Brian's talking about assassinating a person who flies an airplane.
Is there a gun in the camera? I don't understand how that
works. No gun in the camera.
How do they die?
Actors in front of the camera. No death. Well, I mean, depending on the pilot, there might be death, but usually it's just like a farcical family comedy where the husband is working hard, the wife is overbearing, and the kids are idiots.
When does the pilot die?
When Sully lands in the water.
After the landing. If the pilot doesn't get picked up, that's when it dies.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes when I hug people,
yes,
I find like that maybe they're a little uncomfortable because I don't do the pelvis backup thing. You know what I'm saying? Like know how people
do you really get in? You do like full body contact.
We're if we're hugging, everything's hitting.
Even man hugs.
Everything's hitting.
Everything
is aligned.
Now, do you make sure everything hits? So, if they pull back a little bit, you push in a little bit.
Do you ever hug anyone from behind?
Yeah.
When they're not expecting.
Yeah.
We should start a movement of hugging people from behind.
Yeah, and making everything touch.
That might be an uncomfortable situation.
Why?
Whenever that's happened to me, it's been uncomfortable. Well, I'm always
come
like,
up with behind
that?
Them, and you can not let them give them the opportunity to turn around.
Keep hugging them.
If a big pair of hairy arms came up and like I saw them come around me from the back, I wouldn't be comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, but what you, if it's a big you'd let them do it.
Yeah, you would let them.
You'd
do
let
it.
Them go through with it. You'd probably let them.
Well, what are you gonna do? Really?
Let them finish.
Krav Maga.
Just let the guy finish.
Krav Maga.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Krav Maga.
Robert, it's amazing that the guy who has Krav Maga experience is the same guy who sprained his wrist in a softball game.
You never let me finish how I did it.
Sure.
Oh.
I didn't make the decision to slide either feet first or hands first.
So you just barrel rolled into the bag?
No, I did both.
You slid feet first and hand first?
Imagine somebody sliding.
You jump like a C. Pike you put position. Your legs and hands
pike,
out.
Pike position, yes.
C.
And it was absolutely horrible, yes.
Were you on acid during the
No.
Why would you slide in such a manner?
I didn't intend to. It was just somebody called, get down. And I had this debate in my head, and I clearly didn't come up with an answer.
Flashback to Vietnam or something?
I'll do both.
You got... I can't believe someone who actually would do that move is playing the sport.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the pitcher.
You're underqualified.
Like the LeBron James of softball.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well,
why wouldn't you
didn't.
Just tell us that you fucked up your wrist playing Krav Maga?
Because I don't play Krav Maga.
Yeah, you do. You don't really do Krav Maga if your fucking wrist got sprained during softball. You play at it.
If you
a
take
person who's really Krav Maga-ing could smash this table in half.
That's not
that's
the same.
Not Krav Maga.
No,
what, sure it is.
Okay. I don't even know what the fuck Krav Maga is.
Thank
I really
you.
Don't.
I don't either.
What is it?
It's an Israeli self-defense style that is taught to the Israeli military.
Is it a form of dance?
No.
Is there a rhythm? Rhythm?
Is there an arrhythmia?
Rhythmia?
To
that?
No. Back to your personal space issue.
Hey. I think it's mostly
the argument I think is going to be is a lot of women feel uncomfortable because a lot of men take advantage of that sociological norm to get a little
going for the hug.
To get a little
am I one of those guys?
Feels good.
Am I one of those guys?
You look like one.
Yeah,
but are you really?
I think on some level we all do that.
I guess I honestly don't think about it.
I don't get that big of a thrill off of it, really.
No, I don't either, and that's the thing.
I'm not, even if she's wildly attractive, I'm still like, it lasted a second.
But do you touch everything, or do you do the hip back?
I guess it depends. I don't pay attention.
But you're a friendly guy. Hold on. You're a friendly guy. You got a lot of friends. You do a lot of hugging. People shake your hand. You have a lot of personal contact as part of your life.
Yeah, so
there are people out there who don't have that a regular amount of that.
Yeah, but
so they
I'm not
are
really
like,
concerned with her.
They,
with those people.
Right. But
they exist.
But they do exist.
Yeah, they exist. I don't know. Yeah.
But you look at people in the eyes, too.
Yeah.
So even that can be
uncomfortable. Not while you're hugging, I hope. That would be really awkward.
No, forehead to forehead.
I'm asking most guys,
recently I've found myself asking them if they'd converse forehead to forehead with me.
And how's that going?
Any takers?
No, not so good, really.
No takers?
No, none.
It takes some getting used to.
Not a one. It really does.
It's a really intense approach, Hutch.
You know, one thing that's interesting about this whole hugging thing is that I heard a recent study that said in the United States, people here are much more aware of personal space. They have a much bigger bubble around them than in other countries, like in Europe or India.
Europeans are sluts.
Or China. Now, wait.
You're taking it as sexual,
but what about, you know, the proximity of, like, where you live? Have you ever seen, like, trains in India and subways in China?
They don't have them, either.
They just got electricity and running water, didn't they?
No, there are no trains.
They've had it for a while.
What does trains have to do with hugging?
Have you seen how they cram into those things?
Yeah, it's racist, Shag. You better put the brakes.
We have a big international following, and I don't want to. This has nothing to do with race.
We don't want to piss off our Chinese.
It's culture. We're talking about culture.
The culture is
more tolerant
to that
proximity.
It's because Americans are mostly full of fear.
You think that's why it is?
They don't want to try that forehead to forehead thing with me?
No, I mean, I'll go for it, but most people are going to be afraid of that.
Well, we have room. Why don't you guys go ahead and do that right now? Let's see what happens here.
What's the story here?
Like,
you just were like, hey, this is where we're going to talk.
Listen, I'm sorry I hit your car.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm willing to get it fixed. I have insurance.
Cool. You want my insurance number?
You guys look like you're going to kiss.
You really do look like you're going to kiss.
I mean, that's majorly intense.
Yeah. That's
an intense.
I guess I understand the adversity to it then.
This the first time that was anybody took you up on that?
Well, we've danced like that before, but never spoken.
But dancing is a different thing. I've danced like Robert like that.
You definitely don't want to. Yeah, that's normal.
Who hasn't in the past at least once?
I danced with Robert like that. I think at my sister's wedding, I danced with my father like that.
Really? Full body contact?
Didn't we all? I mean, haven't we all done that? We've gone to a wedding and danced for it.
Boner City.
No. Can't say that I have.
That's what I have to say about that.
Boner City is an actual city in Florida.
Boner City.
It's, Huntsville Lane is there, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well,
Cock Lane. Cock Road.
I want to thank Justin Huntrell for hanging out with us this evening.
Thank you.
Oh, no, it was my pleasure.
I'm alongside.
Yeah, I didn't stay.
Gregory Hoyt.
thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. I'd like to thank Don Janovic for being our sound engineer.
Thank you, Don Janovic.
Thank you.
Don, could you holler?
He just flushed the toilet.
Amazing.
It's perfect. Yeah.
And of course, Robert Scheid.
Hey, thank you very much.
I'm Brian Gerard. We are the Scheid Show.